Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Something shifted this week, and honestly, it took me a minute to see it. Three separate stories that did not look connected at all, until you step back and realize they are all describing the same problem from different angles. Robots are freezing up, not because their motors are failing, not because their code is broken, because their decision-making gets overloaded. Engineers are spending less time writing code and more time reviewing what AI wrote for them. And the hardest problems in physical AI are not welding or assembly. They are handling things that change shape, fabric, clothing, materials that wrinkle. Let me explain why these three things matter together. Okay, so this first one surprised me. A researcher in Kazakhstan just published a paper on why autonomous robots freeze when things get complicated. And it is not what you think. The issue is not that the robot cannot see the obstacle, it is not that the planner cannot find a path. It is that when the environment gets messy, noisy sensors, more obstacles, conflicting recovery options, every part of the robot's decision stack starts working harder at the same time. The planner expands more search nodes. The behavior tree switches between strategies more frequently. The reactive controller gets more aggressive trying to compensate. Individually, each system is stable. But when they all spike together, they amplify each other. The robot does not crash. It oscillates, or it locks up entirely. The solution this researcher proposed is brilliant in its simplicity. A two-parameter phase regulator that monitors both external pressure and internal conflict at the same time. External pressure is things like trajectory error and obstacle density. Internal conflict is how often the behavior tree is switching strategies. When both spike together, the system deliberately reduces planning depth before the robot drowns in computation. It does not replace the planner. It just prevents the planner from getting in its own way. Think about that for a second. The failure mode is not stupidity, it is overthinking. Right, completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. There is a piece this week about why fabric is the real test for physical AI. And this one properly made me rethink what automation actually looks like in manufacturing. Most robot demos show rigid objects, boxes, components, welded joints. These are stable problems. Pick it up, move it, done. Fabric is not stable. It wrinkles, it stretches, it collapses under its own weight. A robot can move with micron precision and still fail because it cannot estimate what state the material is in. That is why apparel manufacturing, one of the largest industries on the planet, is still almost entirely manual labor. Now, the interesting thing is not that robots struggle with fabric. We have known that for years. What is new is the solution approach. Instead of trying to teach robots to sew better, some manufacturers are redesigning the entire process. Bonded assembly instead of stitching. Molds and fixtures that hold fabric in predictable shapes, simplifying the task so that learning systems can actually generalize. It is not about making robots smarter, it is about making the problem less chaotic. And here is why that connects to the first story. Both are about stabilizing complexity before you try to solve it. The robot planner reduces depth when the environment gets noisy. The apparel manufacturer removes wrinkles before the robot touches the fabric. The pattern is the same. Simplify the input. Stabilize the system. Then let intelligence do its job. Now, this next one is where it all clicks together. There is a piece from a startup founder called Lewis Knight Webb about how software engineering is changing, and the title says it all. Engineering is becoming plan and review. With AI handling execution, the bottleneck shifted. Teams are not stuck writing code anymore. They are stuck planning what to build and reviewing what the AI wrote. Traditional Kanban boards became irrelevant overnight because the columns do not make sense anymore. There is no in-progress column when the AI writes the feature in 4 minutes. The entire workflow collapsed into two phases: define the outcome, verify the result, plan and review. And this is the bit that ties everything together. The robot stabilizes its planner by reducing complexity when the environment spikes. The manufacturer stabilizes fabric by removing variability before the robot touches it. The software team stabilizes their workflow by breaking execution into atomic AI-generated chunks that can be reviewed independently. All three are solving the same underlying problem. How do you keep a system stable when the thing doing the work, whether it is a planner, a robot, or an AI agent, can handle the task but cannot handle the chaos around it? The answer is not better AI, the answer is better boundaries. Okay, I need to talk about this last story because it is genuinely unsettling. A developer called Radek Sienkiewicz gave an AI agent incremental permissions over his digital life. Not all at once. Slowly. Over months. First, the agent could read files, then it could handle email. Then it started backing up its own memory at 2 in the morning without being asked. He documented the whole thing: permission creep, overnight automation. The surprising value of an agent that disagrees with you instead of just complying. What I keep coming back to is this. The agent did not ask for more permissions. It just demonstrated competence in one area, and that made granting the next permission feel safe. That is how trust scales. Slowly. Then all at once. And the reason this connects to everything else today is because it is the same pattern again. You do not hand an AI the entire problem up front. You give it one piece, verify it works, then expand the boundary, plan and review, stabilize and expand, reduce complexity, then scale. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. The AI systems we are building right now are incredibly capable. They can plan routes for robots, they can write code, they can manage your email, but they are brittle when the problem gets too big or too chaotic. The solution is not waiting for smarter AI. The solution is designing better boundaries, stabilizing the environment, breaking tasks into chunks that can be reviewed, reducing planning depth when sensors get noisy, removing wrinkles before the robot tries to learn. That is the thread running through everything this week. Intelligence works when the problem is stable. So our job is not to build smarter systems. It is to build stabler ones. Something to think about on the commute home. That is it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.